new era begins in Washington. While EPA adjusts its AQI, bigger things are brewing on Capitol Hill and at Housetown, Pennsylvania Avenue. Today is January 30th, 2009. Here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
EPA last week announced a proposal to update its Air Quality Index, or AQI, to reflect the latest standards for fine particle pollution. The proposal also would set a significant harm level, which states use in developing emergency episode plans. Under the proposed changes, the AQI would reach Code Orange, the level considered unhealthy for sensitive groups, when particle pollution levels reach 35.5 micrograms per cubic meter of air. The changes also would mean air quality reaches the unhealthy category at a lower particle pollution level. These proposed changes likely would not have a noticeable effect on daily air quality forecasts, the agency said. States have been voluntarily forecasting Code Orange when particle pollution reaches 35 micrograms per cubic meter, which is lower than the revised daily health standard. The agency revised this standard in September 2006. The proposed rule also would set a significant harm level equal to an AQI level of 500. EPA is seeking comment on its proposal and will hold a public hearing on March 5th in Dallas. President Obama's young administration spent its first day reining in its agencies, presumably only for the short term. Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, issued a memo shortly after the president took office to all federal agencies that might publish in the Federal Register, asking them to halt the publication of any regulations currently in the works and pass new regulations through the Office of Management and Budget. Going through OMB is not new to agencies like EPA. President Bush also used the office, which is under more direct political control by the White House, to make sure large federal bureaucracies were reflecting administration opinion. The letter also asked agencies to, quote, consider extending for 60 days the effective date of regulations that had been published in the Federal Register but not yet taken effect for the purpose of reviewing questions of law and policy raised by those regulations, end quote. This does not include regulations subject to statutory or judicial deadlines. Emanuel made specific reference to actions that affect critical health, safety, environmental, financial, or national security functions. Regulations affected would include those made in the busy final week of the administration of President George W. Bush, including, notably, major changes in the new source review provisions of the Clean Air Act, the removal of certain solvents from VOC listing, new SPCC compliance dates, revisions to the Air Quality Index, and a decision whether to regulate perchlorate. Coming up, a bill making its way through Congress could mean big changes for land management in the U.S., and the first true regulations on greenhouse gas emissions in the United States are about to become fact after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
Voting 73-21, the Senate last week passed 170 public lands, water, and resources bills, including the Senate's version of the landmark National Landscape Conservation System Act, which would add protections to national monuments, wilderness areas, scenic rivers, trails, and historic sites that make up the National Landscape Conservation System. The package includes many area-specific bills, all aimed at rolling back much of the efforts made by the administration of President George W. Bush to open up protected land to American businesses. The Omnibus Public Land Management Act of 2009, sponsored by New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman, would create a permanent 26-million-acre conservation system comprised of the Bureau of Land Management's most favored lands and waters. It is expected that the entire package will be passed by the House and signed into law by President Obama in the coming weeks. Stating that there will be no more, quote, dragging heels, end quote, by the federal government, President Obama on Monday directed EPA to reconsider its denial of California's request to regulate carbon emissions. The memoranda calls on the federal agency to review Cal EPA's request for a waiver from the Clean Air Act in order to allow the state to set stronger tailpipe emission standards. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger struggled for several years to get EPA's approval, but President Bush's administration was adamantly against it. A decision in California's favor, which is basically now a foregone conclusion, would give similar leeway to states that want to adopt California's standards. The states that have done so are Arizona, Connecticut, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. The move could open the way for implementation of California's wider plan for curbing greenhouse gas emissions, which would entail massive reporting requirements, followed later by a cap-and-trade system. The California Air Resources Board just this week added its cap-and-trade plan to its website. California's plan would be the first mandatory controls on non-hazardous greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.